You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are salivary glands? The other week, we talked about saliva. You can hear that segment if you go to the WBOI.org website under the podcast section. Salivary glands are part of the digestive system. Saliva helps keep food moist, so it's easier to swallow without choking. It also starts the digestive process, breaking down proteins, fats, and starches into simpler, smaller molecules. There are three pairs of primary salivary glands, which secrete saliva into the mouth. And the saliva is secreted out of the glands and into the mouth through ducts. The largest pair of glands is called the parotid gland. They're located between your ears and the back of your lower jaw. Their ducts enter the mouth through the cheek. The next pair are the submandibular glands, sub for below and mandibular for mandible or lower jaw. So it's located beneath the lower jaw. Most of your saliva is made by these glands. And the third pair of salivary glands are the sublingual glands, lingual for tongue, so they're located beneath the tongue near the chin. They secrete saliva into the mouth along the bottom sides of the tongue. The sublinguals produce the least amount of saliva, but do make more mucus than the others. Ew. There are also hundreds of other smaller salivary glands called minor salivary glands, and they're found throughout your mouth. Saliva is produced automatically, without you even thinking about it. That's because these glands have nerves in them. And those nerves are connected to the autonomic nervous system, which automatically controls body actions like breathing, digesting, heart rate, and even sweating. Most saliva production occurs during the day. Very little is made at night when we sleep. When you're talking, eating, or drinking, even more is produced. It varies a lot from person to person, but it's thought that 1 to 2 liters of saliva are produced every day by most people. Certain acidic foods like sour citrus fruits can trigger your salivary glands to produce even more. So here's a fun and kind of gross experiment to try at home.
Ew.
Your kids will love to help you with this one. Get a measuring spoon, a teaspoon, and then time how long it takes them to fill it with spit. Wait 15 minutes. Cut a lemon and jab 4 or 5 Q-tips in the lemon. Every 15 to 30 seconds, touch a wet Q-tip to your tongue to stimulate saliva production, and then compare and see whether that citrus fruit juice helped to stimulate even more saliva production from your salivary glands. Well, we've just learned a little bit about salivary glands. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, WBOI.org.